This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Hi there. We are live out of the Douglas County Fairgrounds Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show going on, and it started about 35 minutes ago. A lot of people streaming in now to the Douglas County Fairgrounds with things happening all weekend long. And Joe Pate has been doing this for 30 years, and Joe joins me as we get started here. Greg, make sure you get that really close. Can you believe you're doing this again?
Can you, Kyle, how are you?
Good. Can you believe it's been 30 years?
No, of course, I just got out of high school, as did you, when we started the show.
And, actually, I think we were still in high school.
I think you're right. I mean, it was a grade school, perhaps. But at any rate, this is our 30th anniversary, and we're excited to have a great show with a wide variety of acts and attractions and vendors from all over the place and with all different types of products.
So you do this all over the place. What's special about doing it in Douglas County?
Well, Douglas County has always embraced what we do here, and we're so appreciative. And, in fact, we have different representations. We call them destination businesses. Like, we have Winchester Bay here. We've got All-American Guide Service, and some of the people say a few words and tell you all about what's coming and what we have here. Okay.
And by the way, for people listening now, you should remind them, this is an all-weekend thing. So, I mean, if people are listening while they're working today, can't get out of here yet, you're not going anywhere. You're here all weekend.
No, noon to 7 today, 10 till 7 tomorrow, and 10 to 3 on Sunday.
All right, so introduce the first person we're going to talk with.
Well, I'm going to introduce Jason Rounceville first. He's All-American Guide Service, and he can talk a little bit about his game plan. You can't miss him in the show. He's pretty prominent. And look forward to having one. Jason?
All right, Jason, thanks for being on with us. So where are you from?
I am originally from Cottage Grove, currently live in Salem, and operate mostly out of Winchester Bay.
So how did you get into being a guide?
You know, a good friend of mine, Dave Sita, got me into guiding. He just said, you know, you love to fish, you're good at it. You love to hunt, you're good at it. It's just about time you start taking other people.
But and I'm guessing when you started, you already had a regular day job then.
I did, yes. I've been in the outdoor industry for about 30 years.
And what do you like about being a guide?
You know, I love getting to take people out and letting them have an adventure. Some of them an adventure of a lifetime. You know, from young kids, we have, gosh, kids as young as 5, 6 years old, kids all the way up to their mid-90s.
Mid-90s of poor kids,
yeah.
Do you ever get somebody, especially maybe one of the older folks, or maybe one of the younger ones, that just has no idea what they're in for, and then they get blown away and super excited?
Absolutely. And those smiles, just, you know, I can see them even now. I haven't been on the water in a little bit, but I can see those smiles even now. It's amazing when you get to see people pull up their first fish or the first time they've caught a certain kind of fish. It's just something else. It's a great experience to be able to share with folks.
And what's it like to be able to get out and do this and not be sitting in an office all day?
You know, I've had a lot of office jobs, but the view from my office is pretty good a lot of days. When, especially, you know, running for tuna, you're 30 miles offshore, whales are jumping in front of you. It's hard to beat that office view.
So where all do you take people to?
You know, we guide, our home port is Winchester Bay, but we also do a little bit out of Newport, and then we fish the rivers. We fish the Willamette and Columbia, up everything from Astoria up to Hood River for sturgeon, do some springer fishing up there. So we do offshore tuna, halibut, bottom fish, salmon, you name it. We're trying to cover it.
Now, do you just operate out of one boat, or do you have multiple ones?
Multiple boats that we run.
But, and is that which one you use depends on how many people you have, or is it the river?
It's usually the conditions. I've got an Edge Marine boat that does most of our stuff, but if we're doing some of the shallow water, I've got a North River that we use with a jet pump on it that lets us get some places that the Edge boat's not going to make.
So just what's different about it? The size or?
Yeah, it's smaller, shallower draft, and it has a jet pump. So it'll run in about 4 inches of water if you've got the stones to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you've got to do that very carefully.
Yeah, very fast. You stay up on plane and hope for the best.
I mean, you've got to protect the investment that you've put into the boat, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. So if somebody wants to get connected with you, I'm sure you've got something online, right?
We do, yeah. We're allamericanguideservice.com. But best way is to come by the show. It's a great show, and it's fun to see all the vendors, a lot of good guides, a lot of good outdoor. Everything you want for the outdoors is here this weekend.
Now, are you able to pretty much do this year-round?
Yes. Yep, we fish 12 months a year.
And are there days you get out and it's just not going to be a good day to do it?
You know, it's Oregon, so you just watch your weather window. You know, that's why you hire a good captain, is to make sure that you're, number one, safe, and then number two, that you're having a good day on the water.
And where do people find you out here at the show?
I'm in the center building, right, you walk in the front door, we're right in the middle.
And again, the name of your company is?
It's All American Guide Service.
All right. Hey, thanks for talking to
us. Thanks for having us.
So let's see who we're talking to next. Come on up, because I like this part because I'm flying without a net. Tell me what your name is and who you're with.
My name is Jody Wilson. I'm here with Douglas County.
With Douglas County as in?
Discover Winchester Bay.
Oh, so tell us about what you're doing over there.
I am here just promoting Winchester Bay in general, everything from our camping to our sand dunes, the harbor, fishing, and our local businesses.
How long have you been doing that?
This is year three, I think, I've been at the shows.
And how long have you been working with promoting the whole Winchester Bay area and all that?
Oh, many years. Probably 10-plus years I've been promoting Winchester Bay.
So what's kind of, besides going to shows, what else do you do?
So we have an amazing website we put together. It's discoverwinchesterbay.com. It has everything on it from all the recreation opportunities, the businesses, as well as all of our events and activities. Besides that, we have social media presence. I'm out and about at all of our activities that happen around Winchester Bay, and I'm always available for people to contact me and ask any questions about camping, about sites, fishing guides, or just the weather in general, just where to crab and where you can park to ride the sand.
Now, how long have you lived in Winchester Bay?
I've lived in Winchester Bay for about, 7 or 8 years probably.
And what do you like best about it?
Everybody thinks it always is raining on the coast, and actually the weather's beautiful over there. Winchester Bay is a great little location where you get a little bit of all of the seasons without the snow. We have sunshine on most days when it's foggy inland and a little bit of wind, but besides that, it's mostly sunny with a little bit of rain mixed in during the rainy seasons.
What's your favorite time of the year there?
The fall. The fall is gorgeous. There's no wind. The sun is out. It's a gorgeous time to be over there in September, October, and even most of November.
And what do you have going out over here at the show this weekend?
So at the outdoor shows, we come and present everything for Winchester Bay. So we have a pretty big booth in the middle building. I have discounts for camping. I have a pretty big raffle basket for anybody who wants to enter. We have a side-by-side that somebody can look at and talk about, ask questions, a little bit about fishing, and then I brought all of the information on camping Winchester Bay.
Now, if somebody would like to check out Winchester Bay, but they're not into camping maybe, what about other options?
There are hotels in the area that are great, local ones within Winchester Bay. There's also some cabins for rent that are part of the park system and the Winchester Bay RV Resort. So there's options for everybody, which is the great thing about Winchester Bay. It covers from tent camping to an RV resort with full hookups, dry camping, and then lodging within a hotel or a cabin.
And it seems like there's really been a lot of investment over there in the last few years to make it even better than it was before.
There has been a lot of investment. The county really sees it as an asset. It's a great location for Douglas County. We have some amazing parks within our system.
And if somebody wants to head over to Winchester Bay, where would you send them? Where's the first place you tell somebody to go?
First, I would say on our website, there's a live camera, so you can actually see the harbor, see what it's doing, what the weather looks like, and it looks out over the bar. That's a great place to start. There's the beach. There's many locations to access the beach. There's a great crab dock, which goes out over the water that the county's invested in keeping up and available to visitors.
So a lot of cool things at Winchester Bay.
Yes, sir.
All right, and where are you out here at the show?
I'm in the middle building next to All American Guide Service, pretty much.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks for talking with
you.
All right, back in a moment. We've got more on Inside Douglas County. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Back in a moment, 1247 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming up at 1. We are live at the Sports Visit Outdoor Recreation Show, and Jody Smith is with us. You've been on before. Talk about what you're doing out here.
Giving seminars and talking to potential clients at the sports show out here at the Roseburg Fairgrounds.
And, in fact, you're doing a seminar on smallmouth bass fishing here in a little bit, right?
Yeah, pretty soon. It's coming up fast.
And where are you doing these at?
The floral building.
Yeah, the Floral Building is where the Sportsman's Theater is, presented by KQEN, and folks there throughout the weekend. So if somebody comes to one of these, I imagine you get people that walk in already know a lot. Somebody might walk in who really wouldn't know a smallmouth bass if it was in front of them. How do you talk to people about the topic and kind of hit everybody?
It's pretty easy on smallmouth. You just tell them we average 100 fish a day per person, and then their interest comes up pretty quite a lot.
That many?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the best smallmouth fisheries in the nation right here on the Umpqua River.
So you're doing that throughout the weekend. Who are some of the other folks that are speaking?
Oh, there's everybody. They're talking about Africa trips. There's tuna trips. There's blacktail trips, tips, elk, every kind of fish, a little bit of everything here.
And how long have you been doing this?
Since 1982.
That would be 40. That would be probably your
You'll
whole.
You'll have to remind me.
Your whole. You started really in kindergarten then.
I wish.
So, has this been your whole professional career?
I started off running equipment and doing some logging to start with, and I started guiding part time, and then finally I got busy enough. I just went full time.
So you've obviously got decades of clients, repeat clients. Kids of clients, that's going to be pretty rewarding.
It's pretty cool. When your kids graduate from high school and some of your clients come to the graduation ceremony, it's pretty special.
Wow. No, that is. Now, where are you based out of?
Big city of Elkton, Oregon.
So what river areas do you work on?
Mostly the Umpqua and the Columbia. I'll do the Coos, the Siuslaw, all over the place. But the price of gas and everything else, I try to stay as close to home as possible.
Now, I imagine, I haven't been up there in a long time, and certainly not in a boat, but the Columbia and some of the rivers around here, that's got to be two different ball games.
Yeah, it's a little bit different with barges and the ships that come in that we don't have in the Umpqua, and it's a little bit intimidating.
It's huge, Columbia, and I'm sure there's probably rules and protocols and all that you do to keep, so you can have multiple craft, and you don't, it's sort of like air traffic control.
It is, yeah, but I'm up there for the month of June for a catch and release surgeon, and there's not a lot of people up there then, so that makes it a little bit easier.
Now, how many boats do you work with?
I have three different boats I own myself, depending on the whatever we're targeting and the water conditions.
And big and small boats?
25-foot to 18-foot.
So fairly close.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is one of those your favorite?
Yeah, probably my medium one, my 20-footer. Because I can go in 4 to 5 inches of water, and I was born and raised on the river, so it's kind of fun running a sled boat in that narrow if it can.
And I would be so nervous about that. You know, I just like driving a car where you're really not sure you should have where you should be at.
Yeah, but I was born and raised on the river, so luckily I've named all the rocks I've hit. So over the years, I try to dodge them now.
I bet you have. So if people want to find you out here, where are you at?
I'm in the middle building down here right by the fish tank. Also on Facebook, Instagram. I have a website. Is JodySmithGuideService.com.
All right. And you're speaking throughout the weekend at the Sportsman's Theater as well.
I am.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for talking to us.
All right. Thank you.
All right. One more person to talk to out here at the show. And how are you doing? Tell us what your name is.
My name is Dan Amos with Agent of the Wild. I did the Capture the Wild photo contest.
All right, and which is right, at least part of it, right in front of me. Tell us about that.
Oh, we had a great turnout this year. Some of the best wildlife photos that I have seen in quite some time. Some really beautiful stuff. Our best in show won with a beautiful wolf photo in the snow. Just absolutely spectacular.
And how long have you been doing this contest?
We've only been doing the contest. This is the second year now, but we have got such a great turnout. And then we added something new this year. We added the trail cam category. Man, did we get some unique shots of animals doing some fun things in the wilderness.
Now, were these shots for the trail cam, were these shots that people spotted themselves and turned in? Or
No, they set up their trail cam, and then, you know, they knew that this might be an area that wildlife frequents. So our number one shot there was two cubs on a big tree with one cub actually inside the hole of the other tree. It's just such a neat.
Now, so where do people access these? Are there other trail cams, or is this just people doing their own thing?
It's just people doing their own thing.
The you know, it's unique to me. The last week, somebody actually on one of the ODOT cams up the North Umpqua, this moose just popped up in the still shot, and somebody happened to capture it.
Wow.
And I saw it later, and I don't look at those a ton, but I look at them some, depending on what the weather's doing. And I'm like, can you imagine? And there it is. The moose is right, and the moose is literally standing next to a sign.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty cool. So who are you tied in with to do all this?
So I'm tied in with Joe Pate. We do this Capture the Wild photo contest from Eugene all the way to Redding, California. We do 5 shows, and we're also tied in with Bi-Mart. Bi-Mart gave us some amazing prizes. We got trail cams to give away in the trail cam category. We got a $200 cooler to give away in the landscape category. And then we got some binoculars for the wildlife category. Just, we want to thank them for that. That's really awesome.
Well, that's really cool. Now, and so at this point, people can't still enter. They had to enter before the show, right?
Correct. They had to enter before the show. The cutoff day is 2 days before the show starts, but there's still time to enter in Medford.
Oh, that's a good point. How would people do that?
So they can mail one in to the location. They can visit my website, agentofthewild.com, and there's a photo contest button there to find out all the information needed in order to enter the contest and also to keep in mind for next year.
So when you're not doing this, what else are you doing?
Well, I have an addiction, and it's a camera.
Ah.
So anywhere I go, I take a camera with me. I am always looking for those most beautiful moments. I got my best shot last year was of a Umpqua salmon, spring Chinook, jumping at Deadline Falls. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. And then I'm also a real estate agent because, you know, photography is the most wealthy way to make a living, I could say.
Yeah, so you've got to have the day job to pay for being able to do all this cool stuff. So how many cameras do you have?
Too many.
Is there a number you're going to actually give publicly?
Well, I collect old cameras. I've got old Brownie cameras from the early 1900s.
Oh, man.
All the way up to, you know, the best film cameras from the 90s. And then, of course, I have high-end cameras that I use now. I am a big Panasonic fan.
So if people want to see these pictures, where do they come out here?
What's that again?
Where do people see these pictures?
Oh, they can come to the Sportsman Show and check it out. As soon as you come in, walk in right here next to you where the radio is. Come in to the Sportsman Show and check it out. They can come see all the photos.
All right, perfect. Thanks for talking to us.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that wraps it up from the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.